Hey guys, Elliot Hidalgo here, back with Washington High Slam. Gentrification was happening here. Alright, so boom. If y'all haven't heard about gentrification, that's basically something that's happening here where a lot of New York, mainly right now for us, a lot of Washington Heights is changing, is urbanizing, like a lot of things are changing for us, right? An example of this. Target's expansion in Washington Heights. So Target is trying to put their own store in 181st. You see where Children's Place is right there until like along Models and all of that. That's that whole chunk is going to become a Target. Now they're planning on doing it in 2020, right? So this is, I would say, oh, this is not a big problem because yeah, we're getting a Target. Or, yeah, now we're going to be able to get, like, new things, like a Walmart, maybe, or, like, a Pizza Hut. All that's fun and good until things start kicking you out. Now, if you guys haven't heard about the Target incident, I'm on patch.com. Just search up Target to open new Washington Heights store in 2020, and you'll find a lot of articles on it. I personally got one at school, but right now I'm just using the internet. So, it's talking about how they will open a 25,000 square foot location in West 181st Street and St. Nicholas Avenue. Now, if y'all don't know where that is, that's Children's Place. Again, Children's Place. That's been there for as long as I'm born. As long as I've been alive right now, to be honest. They're having a 15-year lease. Now, how does this go back to gentrification? Well, gentrification, you know, is when the neighborhood changes based on the income of people here. Now, if y'all notice, Target, why would Target come here after all this time? Gentrification. More people with higher incomes are coming up here. More people with more money are coming up here. And that pushes us out as people. We've been longtime residents here, but apparently that doesn't matter when it comes to money. Most people want here is money. So if y'all know, y'all remember that movie theater also on 182nd, that is being renovated into a community place right now. Now a lot of that is, a lot of our neighborhood is being gentrified, and that does affect us a lot. We are being pushed out most of the time, and you can notice that by rent raising. Like now the government does not even, you know, enforce, like, the safe rent policy. Like, that is above average. And I do not think that's fair personally. But I do feel like gentrification is a natural thing. And maybe it won't pass, maybe it will. But I can't control anything, so I'm gonna stay along for the ride. Now, if I have another site, I've researched this before. It's called The Changing Faces of Washington Heights. It's all about gentrification and how Washington Heights is like the center, like the eye of the storm for gentrification, and how now we're being affected. Like Lin-Manuel Miranda, if y'all don't know who that is, he's the guy who made Hamilton, and he stars in it. Hamilton, Alexander Hamilton, if y'all don't know what that is, y'all lame. He literally wrote a song about it. It's called In the Heights. It's a hit musical. Like, our whole thing is just, like, our whole neighborhood is being changed. And that, like, is crazy. Because you don't even notice it until it happens. Like, your parents will notice, oh, rent just got up by, like, how much this and that. Oh, wow. But that's beside the point. I gotta go. See y'all next time. I'm hoping I'll have a longer podcast so that I can rant to y'all more. But aside from that, it'll be alright. We'll be fine. Just get better jobs. That's what they all say. But they never give us the jobs. But that's a story for another time. I'm outie. Peace.